true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail, with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. It is with grateful hearts that we come to those who listen to radio station XEG on Friday nights at 11 o'clock. I would like to say a very hearty welcome to all who are tuned in at this time. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We are indeed happy to be back with you for our weekly visit. To those who have taken the time to write us a few lines of encouragement, also to those who are helping to make this broadcast possible, I would like to say a very personal thank you. For our scripture this time, we shall consider one from the lips of Jesus when he spake of his second coming. I quote, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Matthew 24:14. From this scripture, we see that Christ left in the hands of his chosen people the solemn obligation to carry the preaching of the gospel to all nations. I'm reminded of another verse which says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark 16:15. We ought to ask ourselves this question: am I doing what I can to help carry out this command? Or we might search our hearts with this thought: how can I better serve God and his people to carry his word to all the world? Now, in these times in which we live, the tempo of travel and communication has greatly increased. In recent years, scientists are now thinking in terms of 8 days for a round trip to the moon. And all the while, radio messages are being sent to space vehicles while they penetrate a little of the hidden mysteries of the universe. The Navy recently sent some explorers to depths of the Pacific Ocean, which yet remain to be searched out. And thinking of all these modern high-speed developments, look at this verse in Daniel 12:4. I quote, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." So we see that these things are not new in the knowledge of God, for his prophets spoke of them before they came into existence. Now, someone may come up with this question: if these things were predicted by the prophets and are known to God, then why is it necessary to continue preaching the gospel? There's an answer to this question also in 2 Corinthians 2:15-16. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one, we're the savor of death unto death, and to the other, the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? We see then that there are two good reasons why Christ wants his gospel preached. The first reason is that all may hear and have an opportunity to be saved. Indeed, it is a great blessing from God that all should hear or have the opportunity to hear the gospel. We should consider this to be an unmerited gift from God. For we're told by the word that it is not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is not willing that any should be lost, but that all should come to repentance. He is abundantly able to pardon their transgressions and to cast their sins into the depths of the sea. Now, this is the first reason, as I mentioned, that God wants his word preached. It will be a savor of life unto life to those that hear it. All that is required, then, of those who hear is a willing and obedient heart. This will certainly bring the favor of God. The thing, then, which touches me so often is the thought of those who live in darkness where the gospel is not preached, and they have had no opportunity to hear. This should be the concern of every member of God's great church. At least everyone should have the opportunity to hear. I'm reminded of the incident when the city of Samaria was surrounded by her enemies, the Syrians. There was starvation and unrest on every hand. In the meantime, four leprous men who had been isolated from their homes and was outside the city decided that they also were in a very unsatisfactory predicament. Death from starvation apparently would soon be their end. But they made a decision that day, which was a good one, and that decision was to arise and fall into the hands of the enemies, the Syrians, who had surrounded the city of Samaria. But to their surprise, when they came to the camp of the Syrians, no noise could be heard. No one was present. Yet the tents of the enemy were still standing. The leprous men helped themselves to all the spoils from which the Syrians had fled. They gathered up armloads of raiment and went to hide it. Silver and gold also they found. They helped themselves to the food which was left and did eat and drink with satisfaction. But wait, another thought crossed their minds. In 2 Kings 7:9, we quote, "Then they said one to another, 'We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household.'" Then think of the joy and pleasure which their good news brought to the Samaritans who were dying of starvation. The news was too good for them to believe, and they accepted the word of the lepers with hesitancy. How could it be that their enemies had fled and they were left unharmed? It seemed too good to be true, but it was true. Their enemies had fled. But the part of this story which I want to get to you is this. The lepers came to this conclusion. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. Is this not the true condition of God's children today? This is a day of salvation. This is a day of good tidings. Shall we hold our peace? Shall we forbid to tell the gospel story? Shall we linger to bring the word to those who sit in darkness? God forbid. Let us arise and tell the good news to those who are close at home and to those who live far away. This is the first reason for the preaching of the gospel. Then we might ask the question like this: for what other purpose is the gospel preached? Well, there is one other very important thing which the preaching of the gospel will do for those who hear it. If they are unwilling to live by its teaching, to measure to its standard, and to accept the precepts of the word of God, they will find themselves bound in the darkness of their sins, and the word of God will be a witness against them. This is what the scripture means, which says, To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. It simply means that if we hear the word of God and are unwilling to accept it, this same word will be a witness against us in the day of judgment. Now take a look at this verse in Luke 11:31. I quote, "The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here." We see then that the teaching of Christ placed upon these people a far greater weight of responsibility to repent. This many of them refused to do, but this did not alter the words of the Master when he said that other people who lived in other ages would rise up to condemn them. I would say then that the second purpose for which the message of the gospel is preached is to serve as a witness against those who refuse to hear. Here again we are reminded of the words of the holy writer Peter when he said, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." 2 Peter 3:3-4. Here then is my summary of this brief message. I believe that it is God's will that the gospel should be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. It is my firm decision and resolution to preach this word and leave the results with the Master. He knows better than we do the effects which it will produce. It is not for us to question how God will cause the word to profit his cause, but it is only our duty to continue our faithfulness and loyalty to him. Now let me leave this thought with you. Are you doing what you can, both by word and by example, to carry the gospel into all the world? Let us pause for a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, take the words of the message today and bear them on the wings of thy Spirit to those who yet remain in darkness. Give unto us the courage and patience to continue spreading thy word to the ends of the world. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Listen now to the song by Margaret Kennedy and Dixie Hand, "It's Not an Easy Road."
It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven, for many are the thorns on the way. It's not an easy road, but the Savior is with us. His presence gives us joy every day. No.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge by simply sending us your request. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord bless and keep you and give you a very pleasant good night.